the old Jewish saying that "Vis Christelzach hazeh yidelzach," the way it is by the in the non-Jewish world, in the Christian world, that's the way it is in the Jewish world, is very true in Jewish history, except that it happens usually to the Jews later. And the prime example of that is the event that I wish to discuss tonight, which is the Protestant Reformation. And even though we don't usually associate the Protestant Reformation in Europe with Jewish history, I think that it can be seen in an abundantly clear fashion that the coming of reform in Jewish life 200 years later has not only parallelisms with the Protestant Reformation, but in fact the mechanisms for Reform Judaism were put into place by the events of the Protestant Reformation. I had discussed with you last time the authorship of the Shulchan Aruch and its popularity amongst the Jewish people and how it became the central authority in Jewish life in the middle and late 1500s. In Eastern Europe, the Protestant Reformation had almost no effect, and therefore Jewish history in Eastern Europe was the history of commentary to the Shulchan Aruch. It was the struggle as to the acceptance of the Shulchan Aruch. Many great rabbis opposed it. Rabbi Shlomo Luria, the Marshal, the Rabbi in Lublin, other great rabbis opposed it on the basis that it would diminish Talmudic learning and that people would feel free to just open the book and render their own decisions without really realizing the impact of halacha. As a practical matter, none of this ever came about, and the Shulchan Aruch, instead of discouraging scholarship, encouraged it. It became a book that, like Maimonides' book, the Mishneh Torah, spawned a tremendous literature, halachic literature, about it. And each section of the Shulchan Aruch, till our day, brought forth numerous commentaries. Every word of the Shulchan Aruch was analyzed, explained, its sources annotated. It became the basic book of scholarship. It was not an abridgment of scholarship, it rather was an enhancement of scholarship. So the fears of the opponents of the Shulchan Aruch never materialized, and by the late 1500s, certainly by the early 1600s, the Shulchan Aruch had dominance in Jewish life throughout Europe, especially in Eastern Europe. In Western Europe, however, the Jews were affected by an internal schism within Christianity that had far-reaching effects. It is the beginning of really the Western world, of the modern Western world. It set into motion forces that still are not spent. And it changed forever the face of civilization in Western Europe. And because of that, it had a profound effect upon Jews as well. The Catholic Church had been upon hard times for a long time in the Middle Ages. It was too large, too powerful, too wealthy. It was just too. And sometimes when you're just too, it's just too much to take. And the church suffered from its own particular brand of success. I had discussed with you when we discussed the 13th and the 14th and the 15th centuries, there's a great schism within the church, the French popes in Avignon versus the Roman popes in Rome. All of that left tremendous scars within the church.